Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. Yesterday, I uploaded a video about Dr. Bob Gray Sr. continuing to support Born That Way Ministries, even after being reproved, after being corrected and told how wicked this ministry is and what they're teaching is false doctrine. He's just digging in and continuing to promote and post stuff from this website, BornThatWay.org. Now he's trying to create this smoke screen so that he can change the subject and try to say, oh, well, I'm just under attack right now because I just love people and I just want homos to be saved. But that actually is not the issue that he's being attacked for. He's being attacked for teaching that homos are born that way. Okay, that's the name of the ministry that Bob Gray is promoting. And he can sugarcoat it and try to say whatever he wants to change the subject, but it's called Born That Way Ministries, okay? It's teaching that homos were born that way after all. That's the name of the book, Born That Way After All, because they're just confused eunuchs. And when the Bible talks about eunuchs, it really means sodomites. So instead of Bob Gray explaining to us biblically how in the world a eunuch is equivalent to a sodomite, which is actually the issue at hand, he just wants to go off on something of, oh, well, you guys aren't loving and I just want to get people saved and blah, blah, blah. So he's trying to change the subject. Don't let him change the subject. He needs to be taken to task on why he's supporting Born That Way Ministries. It's interesting. If you go to their website, they have an article, 7 Things You Didn't Know About Eunuchs. Now, Brother Roger Jimenez, who's a great man of God, who actually takes the right stand against the sodomites, he just preached a sermon on Sunday night where at Verity Baptist Church in Vancouver, Washington, where he actually pointed this out to me, and I was blown away by this. On their website, 7 Things You Didn't Know About Eunuchs, point number 1 is they can be trusted. Now remember, we're not actually talking about biblical eunuchs. According to these people, these homos or people who are ex-homos or lust after other men or have homo tendencies, okay, they're really just eunuchs, which is weird and bizarre of a doctrine. But that's what they're teaching. So when they say eunuchs, they're actually talking about sodomites, what we would call sodomites, okay. Number 1, they can be trusted. And then if you go to point 4, it says, typically they love working with other people and can be trusted to care for them. They are usually excellent working with children. So there you have it, folks. That is the real end game here of these sodomites creeping into churches. Why are they infiltrating? Why are they creeping in? Well, to gain access to children. Isn't it interesting that Born That Way Ministries just brings up, number 1, oh, you can trust these people. And then right after that follows it up with, oh, they're great working with children. So basically, they want to just enable pedophiles to have access to children. That's how wicked this is. That's how satanic. Don't tell me I'm overreacting. These people have truly known the depths of Satan. And look, I don't care what Bob Gray has done in the past. He doesn't get a free pass for enabling pedophiles, okay? He needs to be taken to task for this. And, you know, for him to just try to hide behind, oh, I'm just wanting to win souls and you guys just don't love people. Listen, Bob Gray, we all win souls, okay? Everybody who's attacking you right now is a soul winner, okay? We love winning souls, but we also love our children. And we also love our country and don't want it to turn into a modern Sodom and Gomorrah, okay? And this attitude that says, well, you know, we should stop talking about this kind of stuff and just focus on winning souls. That's garbage, okay? We're supposed to preach the whole Bible, not just the soul-winning part of the Bible. But Bob Gray is kind of this one-trick pony where he just preaches on soul-winning and soul-winning, soul-winning, soul-winning.
And I only have 2 sermons on the road that I preach. It's titled, You Ain't Right With God If You Don't Go Soul Winning. And so I preached that on Monday night and gave invitation. People came to the front. Tuesday night I got up and preached, You Ain't Right With God If You Don't Go Soul Winning, Part 2.
And he has this shallow ministry where you try to take him to task on this horrible, horrific false doctrine that's enabling pedophiles. And then he just thought, oh, let's just talk about soul winning. Well, there's more to life than soul winning, Bob Gray. And this is coming from Pastor Steven Anderson, whose church, Faithful Word Baptist Church, has 11 official soul winning times every single week. We have official soul winning times 7 days a week, 11 different soul winning opportunities, plus all kinds of unofficial soul winning. We have soul winning going on other continents right now of our full-time paid workers in other countries soul winning every single day. So don't hide behind soul winning, okay? That's a different issue. We all love soul winning here, okay? But that doesn't mean that we're just going to ignore the fact that the Sodomites are creeping into our churches and taking over America. And so this should show you right here, this article that Brother Jimenez pointed out, just how evil these people are, that this is what's on their mind. Gaining our trust, gaining access to our children. And look, homos are not born that way, okay? Romans chapter 1 is clear how they got that way. Read it yourself, and it's pretty obvious, okay? And to sit there and say they're eunuchs, you can study up on the Bible in eunuchs. There's not even a hint of evidence. And because Bob Gray can't defend it, that's why he wants to change the subject on whether or not homos could be saved, which is another subject altogether.